I don't know. I just felt like all kinds of confirmation came together. I was hearing two things, and I kind of set them aside. Anyone get discouraged this week? We've had two wonderful honeymoon months, and then just you know, it's not even anything. I keep hearing Dobson in my head, emotions, can you trust them, right? But it's just emotions and nothing tangible to pin it on. So I just have to speak to those things as lies. But, yeah, I felt discouragement. I felt like the enemy was coming in. So anyway, we won, didn't we? We're here. We're smiling. All right, so a couple of thoughts, if I can get my thoughts together. First of all, we have this basket here of crosses from Charlie, okay? Charlie has made all these crosses. Most of them are different than all the others. They're all unique, and his testimony is in there, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But what I'm seeing is, and thank you for your testimony, Tom, about your friends, because this is what I wanted to share again about how God is using individuals in the body, okay? And we're seeing it. Like Marlene out on the street. The other day we went by grocery shopping, John and I, and there's Marlene and Genevieve. Genevieve sitting, you know, in the wind trying to hang on to her sign, and Marlene's right out there. And, you know, that was such a blessing, seeing them doing the work of the body. And then we drive further down the highway towards Springfield, and there's Charlie out with a new sign that says, "Stop and Pray." And we've talked to him since, and when he made that sign, because God will give him words for his signs, he heard "stop and pray," and he took it as stop during your day and pray, right? But people driving by are taking it as putting the brakes on and stopping and asking for prayer or praying with him. And even yesterday, we saw him, we went to Keene to visit family, and he was out there. We drove by, and there he was, hands on a young man's shoulders, praying. And we texted him, and he said, "That man just accepted the Lord." Amen. And then another young man later came by, talked to him, and he said, "I'm going to bring my group over from a Bible school. I don't know where it is. We haven't talked to him. It's just a quick text. He's going to bring his Bible school group of friends over to talk to Charlie, probably to see where you get this boldness from, right?" So we're just seeing it everywhere. And just even Priscilla, I mean, Barbara getting a card out for Priscilla, and, you know, just people out there doing the work of the body, because that's what we're called to do. And several years ago, we were praying with some inmates in the prison, and I have a couple of verses here from Ephesians 4, 11 through, what did I tell you, Joe? Probably 16, right? Ephesians 4, 16. Okay, so this is in the Bible, Ephesians 4:11. "It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up unto him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." And that's what we're seeing. You know, we're all doing our part. We're doing the work of the body. And what I saw when we were praying with a couple of men in the prison years ago up in Newport, what I heard was, it sounds different, but I'll explain it. What I heard was, it's not going to be individuals this time, it's going to be the body. But what it meant was, it's not going to be like superheroes. You know, there was a time for that, where you had one person who was highly anointed. Actually, I took a picture on my phone. Can you hear me, my phone? Because it might explain it better. Thanks. But picture of what I wrote in my journal. Yeah. Yeah, what I heard was, yeah, it's not going to be individuals, as in, you know, the big man, the one-man show, but I'm going to release the body. So that's what goes along with Ephesians 4. It's each individual. And then there are a couple other verses in Matthew 4, 18 through 20. And this is how Jesus operated. He did a lot of the one-by-one, you know, personal ministry. And for us, friends, family, the people you know, the people you come across, all right? So Matthew 4, 18 through 20. This is when Jesus was calling his first disciples. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And he said, "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. So, again, it's that one by one that we're seeing, where the whole body does what God has either gifted you to do and sent you out. And Mary, I forgot you, because Mary had a testimony this week of meeting someone out in the marketplace, and it made that person's day, and it made her day. So I meant to mention that, too, not telling the details, but it's just very confirming to me how God's using the whole body. And I started thinking about this when I was reading in a devotional that I read, and it was speaking from these verses in Matthew. And in that expression, Jesus was determining how the gospel should be propagated. It's going to be personal contact. It's going to be with single individuals. So anyway, it just kind of all fell together today, and I just felt like we'd see where things were going today when we saw who came, who showed up, and then so many people had a testimony about this. But these are the crosses and Charlie's testimony, but he wants, you know, each of you to have a cross or to share a cross, and we want to get him to come in and give his testimony sometime. Or you can give it to somebody, but they're all free. They're all handmade. He does them all differently. And this is what he passes out on the street. And he's just praying for and with people all the time. You know, some Christians come by and encourage him, which is wonderful, but a lot of times it's people who don't have a clue, and he gets to reach people that we don't, but we all have our places of contact, like Marlene. So I'll leave those up front, and I guess there's nothing else to say except praise the Lord. And you know, one thing about that devotional, I love that book too, but I always remember we haven't, that measure of faith we've been given, whose faith is it?
Jesus.
Yeah, we have the faith of Jesus, every one of us, and we don't put our faith in it like we might put in a chair, like John talked about last week, but we have his faith, and he's already gotten the victory, so we just keep going back to what we have.
Amen.
Yeah, all righty. I'll leave these up here.
These movies and the tracks, you know, anybody wants to take any, give them any out. But I tell you what, I played the first one, and it wouldn't go to the second one. I tried three times, so I watched the first one three times. So I don't know what's wrong with my thing. So hopefully they'll all work for whoever plays them. And yeah, I hope. I want to see the second one, Magdalena, and I want to see the story of Jesus. But I did see the first one three times. Every time I tried it, so good luck.
That was the other thing. Charlie gave us those DVDs, and I mean, Genevieve got them. And so we gave Charlie a whole bunch. He wants to pass them out with his crosses. He was very excited about that. So then when I said, oh, why don't we do a swap? And so he gave us the crosses, and we gave him those other things. And there are plenty of both. He has made thousands of crosses. So if you want to give one, I mean, lots of young people like them, too. Kids love crosses. And all right. But thank you, Genevieve. I meant to have put that in there with the crosses. But like I said, this was spur of the moment, so forgive me.